The president is digging in on his tariffs. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. The president is doubling down on his decision to raise tariffs on $200 billion worth of imports from China. Tariffs on these goods rose from 10% to 25% at midnight last night after the U.S. says China reneged on commitments at the last minute. Negotiations are continuing today, but the president has been tweeting this morning that there's absolutely no need to rush into a deal. He's proposed using the tariff revenue to buy goods from U.S. farmers and then give them to developing countries, something that is likely illegal under WTO rules. We are joined by Chris Lowe. He's chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of the fact that the president appears very comfortable with having tariffs around for the long term?
Well, I think what it is a face saving. You know, it's trying to salvage some kind of positive political fallout from a deal that was so promising just a week ago and appears to be falling apart now. And what struck me is how close Trump's message this morning is to the message from official state media in China, because over there, the message is clear. It is don't pay attention to what's happening in D.C. this week. Don't worry about it. No matter what the outcome of these negotiations, China is strong and prosperous, which to me, again, like the Trump tweets, it looks like they're setting up for managing a failure.
Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Always good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Nike says that 3 out of every 5 people are wearing shoes that are the wrong size. So the sneaker and sportswear company is launching an app to measure customers' feet before they order. It'll be available on phones or in stores in July. As Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports, it could help the retailer cut down on returns.
A confession. I'm one of those people who will order sneakers online in 3 sizes and return 2. That's a waste of my time and company's money.
You are not uncommon.
Michael Martin at Nike led a project to design an AI-powered app which measures 13 data points on feet in the hope of cutting down on that trial and error.
Those who order shoes online and intentionally order the same style but in multiple different sizes often end up returning all of those sizes.
He says some of them end up thinking that no Nike shoes fit them. Matt Powell studies the industry at NPD.
Well, I do spend a lot of time talking about athletic footwear, yes, so call me a sneakerologist.
He's seen similar ideas over the years, which haven't worked well, but thinks there's potential if Nike gets it right.
Athletes really need to make sure their shoes fit them properly. If they don't, they really risk injury.
Only 16% of people who buy athletic shoes actually do sports in them, though. For the other 84%, like me, he says fit is much less important. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
As the U.S. has pulled back from the Middle East, withdrawing troops most notably, a new power broker is trying to move in, Russia. In the last few years, Russia, with its vast oil reserves, has worked its way into the good graces of OPEC and Saudi Arabia. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports on how that came about.
The new story of Russia and the Middle East began in West Texas. About 3 years ago, American drill rigs were producing so much oil that the world had too much. Prices cratered from $115 a barrel down to $35. The Saudi Arabian crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, went looking for a partner to help stabilize prices. Enter Russia. Russia scholar Angela Stent at Georgetown is the author of Putin's Russia.
Mr. Putin and Mohammed bin Salman happened to be at a conference in Shanghai. They started to talk about how can we keep the price of oil higher and should we be limiting production?
They agreed yes, and success. Prices have risen to more than $70 today. And now there's talk of a permanent alliance between OPEC and Russia.
This really is unprecedented. It's also led to Russian arms sales to Saudi Arabia and to Saudi promises of up to $10 billion of investment in Russia.
Stent says all this helps Russia play the role of a great power in the Middle East. Now it's making energy investments with the governments of Iran, Iraq, Libya, Turkey, and Egypt, where it's building nuclear plants, says economist Carol Knackley at Crystal Energy.
1 ruble invested abroad in nuclear industry, they bring back just under 2 rubles back to the Russian economy, and they create almost 25,000 jobs back home.
Energy diplomacy has enhanced Russia's influence in the region, just as the U.S. is pulling back after years of military engagement.
Well, I come from the Middle East, and I remember chatting with some people there. They felt that America is turning its back on its old allies, and they found comfort in the new ally that is Russia.
For Moscow, analysts say this new relationship in the Mideast ticks a lot of boxes. Energy deals, access to a warm water port, political influence.
What's important for the Russians from their cultural point of view is presence.
Theodore Karasik is a Russian and Mideast fellow at the Jamestown Foundation, a research group.
This is part of how they advertise themselves, that Russia is on the correct side of history while the West is not. This type of thinking appeals to many Arab leaders.
This new relationship showed up at the G20 summit in Argentina last winter. Putin and the Saudi crown prince performed a chuckling, high-five, besties handshake that went viral. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.